This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off the replacement training bundle.
I have trichotillomania. I've had it since I was 12 years old. It started with my eyelashes. It didn't move from that spot for like quite a few years, honestly. It started out like just like a little bit, and eventually I had no eyelashes left. So I think that's probably what made me move on a little bit.
Do you remember the first time you pulled?
I remember being obsessed with like being able to make a wish, and you blow on it and you make a wish. And I remember being like, I think it was like third grade, and just like sitting in class and pulling and blowing. And then it kind of became like, oh, that kind of feels kind of nice. And then I would wear mascara and pull the mascara off. Then it became like an actual issue once I was about 12. But before that, it was just kind of like casual little thing.
Whoever came up with make a wish from an eyelash, I have a bone to pick with you because I thought that way. Everybody thinks that way, but I have spoken to many people who have started pulling because they want to continue making wishes. I'm thinking, we need to talk to that person.
We do. Oh my gosh. That's so validating.
At what point did you find out that there was a name for the behavior you were doing?
I think I was in grade 7 and I'd been seeing my elementary school counselor for a few years since my parents split up. And I brought it up. I was like, oh, like I do this. I've been pulling my hair out. And she's like, oh, there's probably a name for that. And like, she didn't know, she wasn't like a specialist or anything, but she was like, I'm sure there's some type of name. And so we sat there and we Googled it together and figured it out together. And yeah, I'm very appreciative. Miss Romanica, she was the MVP. She helped me sit down and explain it to my mom too, which was like a big scary thing for me at 12.
Yeah, how did that go? I was around the same age doing the same thing, pulling on my eyelashes. And I remember thinking, one, I don't want to tell anybody because I don't want to get in trouble. And two, how do I explain that I kind of like how this feels?
Yeah, my mom was kind of upset. She like thought that there was someone to blame. She was like, is someone like stressing you out to the point where you're pulling your hair out? Like, let me talk to them. Let me at them. And I was like, no, like, this is kind of just me, like when I'm alone. And it was kind of hard because every time she'd see me like fidgeting with my eyes at all, she'd be like, hey, what are you doing? Stop. No pulling, no plucking is what she would say. And I hate the word pluck. I don't know, something about it. I was like, oh, oof. And then she would tell like everyone in my family to be like, hey, if you see her touching her eyes at all, make sure you're like, don't do that. And it drove me a little bit nutty. But she tried to be understanding. My mom had like her own mental health issues of her own, but now she's very understanding. It just, when it, the initial drop was a lot for her, I think. And it kind of was like the start of like, oh, okay, my daughter's gonna be mentally ill. This is how it's gonna go. This is the beginning.
And it's so hard being a child with trichotillomania or other BFRBs because our parents want to help so bad that they become this helicopter. You can't even itch your eye without somebody saying something. And that's hard to manage.
Yeah, it's definitely so hard. But yeah, being an adult now, I'm like, oh, she just was so worried and didn't like, she didn't know anything about it. And she was like, oh my goodness, like, how do I help? And yeah, she was trying her best. And yeah, it was definitely a frustrating thing being a kid and just wanting to itch your eye.
When you got the diagnosis, did you feel relieved that there was a name?
Yeah, I was definitely relieved. It kind of like stems back to the validation, being like, okay, I'm not alone in this and I'm not crazy.
I was first diagnosed very young, like you, and even though I knew that there was a name and that I wasn't alone, I still didn't meet anybody until I was way into adulthood. At what time did you meet somebody else with the BFRB?
In eighth grade, so like a year later, I was very open about it. Our middle school was just one grade, which is kind of weird, but and everyone got kind of close because of that. And I was just very open about it. And people would come up to me randomly in the hallways or in class and be like, someone said you don't have eyelashes. Like, can you explain? And I don't know. I just kind of started telling everyone. And then someone came up to me and was like, hey, like, I actually know someone who has no eyelashes. And I was like, oh, really? Like, I've never, ever in my whole life. And I was like, really? And I messaged them, and then it turned out that they actually had alopecia. And I was like, oh, but like, we shared similar struggles because we were like, yeah, people think we're weird, and we both don't have eyelashes. And we did have a good chat, but I didn't end up meeting anyone until like way late in adulthood. And now, like, I'll randomly be talking to someone, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, actually, I sometimes pull my hair out too. And I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah, I didn't know there was a name for it. And I'm like, oh, well, there is. Still crazy to this day, every time it happens.
Yeah, because I think what's nice about the way that we were kind of brought into the BFRB world was we kind of had an answer right away. And it was tough because we still had to deal with it no matter what. So it's tough either way. But being able to have that name and feel validated, that could have positively impacted our journey more so than we might have realized.
That's a really good way to look at it.
When the children were curious, your peers, did you ever think, you know what, maybe I do want to lie? Or what made you so open right away?
I want to say that I always wanted to share mental health stuff, but I think that came a little bit later. Maybe I just liked the attention at the time because I was like 13, and who doesn't like attention at 13? Once it kind of like gave into later being very open about my mental health throughout all of high school. And people definitely thanked me for it. And it helped them be open and helped them feel less stigma, which I've been happy about, like proud that I was able to help other people with that. But at first, it was probably a little bit of an attention thing. Oh, I'm different.
And it seemed like they were pretty curious versus like judgmental and kind of nasty about it. Did you find that that was true?
Yeah, generally, like, sure, they were different behind my back, but most of the time, if they came up to me to ask about it, they weren't rude. They were just very curious because they're like, what is pushing you towards wanting to pull your hair out? Like, maybe it was a little rude, but we were so young that, like, they didn't have to put it super perfect for me to not be disrespected by their comment.
What are some ways that you tried to maybe lessen your pulling while you were in elementary school up until high school?
I tried to lesson with like fidget toys and like art, and people would like teachers would say, oh, why don't you wear socks on your hands? And nothing really worked, honestly. Like, I was very stubborn. I was like, if I'm gonna do this, like, I'm gonna do it. I had no motivation to stop, really. So all these people telling me these different ways to stop, I was like, eh. Oh well, like, it's fine. I'll just do it if I really want to do it. And yeah, that didn't go that great. Probably would have been good to use the coping mechanisms at a younger age.
Did you ever try to hide your missing eyelashes, or was it because you were so open, it was like kind of freeing? You could just exist how you were.
I wore eyeliner like every single day, and so people couldn't notice it. And if they didn't know me, they wouldn't bring it up, which is definitely that's what I wanted. Like, I purposely was wearing eyeliner every day, and I hadn't gotten to eyelashes or anything at that point. I wasn't that in depth with my makeup skills, but yeah, I felt like my peers and my classmates, like, they knew me enough that it was okay if they wanted to come up to me and talk to me. But I didn't want like just random strangers on the street to come up to me and be like, oh, what's going on there? I am not comfortable right now.
Yeah, I personally when I was younger, it would just ruin my day. I didn't want anyone to look at me too closely, especially from the side, because I'm like, I would wear the makeup too. And I'm thinking from the front, you can't tell. From the side, ugh, I'm worried.
Yeah, same. I've always been a little bit insecure about my side profile. So I'm like, must look strange from the side, but nobody really ever notices.
You mentioned earlier that you started with eyelashes, but you pulled from other areas as well.
Yeah, after a couple years, I started pulling at my eyebrows, and that got the attention of my family like negatively, really fast. They were like, "Oh, you can't do that. Like, it's very noticeable." And because I picked like a big patch right at the front, and it definitely looked silly. But yeah, my family was worried that it wouldn't grow back properly and all of this. And so pretty quick, I stopped pulling out my eyebrows. It was kind of like a lesson. I was like, okay, I can get away with pulling out my eyelashes without everyone kind of getting mad at me. But if I do something more noticeable, then it's going to be constant like nagging, and we're going to be talking about this all the time, and I don't really want that from my family. And it wasn't until like maybe 6 years ago, after graduation at about like 20, because I'm 26 now, I started pulling out like the pubic area and the armpits as well, just because I had more free time. I wasn't as busy, and that became more of a problem, honestly. Like it's more obsessive with the pubic area, which is like even more embarrassing. I found with the facial, it was like less embarrassing to tell people, and I was more public about it. But then when it ventured downward, I became very embarrassed, and I was like, I don't want to tell anyone about this, and nobody needs to know. Everyone can just think that I'm just pulling my eyelashes.
I remember when I first started sharing, I felt the same way. I was like, okay, I can tell them I pull from these areas, but I don't want to tell them I pull from my bikini line because it's literally called a private. Like, I was like very nervous. And then once I started sharing, everybody else was like, yep, no, it's another day. I'm like, wait, what? Like, nobody flinched. Nobody said anything because it is common, but it's so interesting to think that even with us being open, there were still some things we were nervous to share about.
Yeah, that is so interesting. Yeah, I saw a TikTok, I think, like earlier this year that said, like, stop the stigma of pubic hair picking for trick. And I was like, oh my God. And there was like thousands of like likes and comments, and everyone was like, oh my God, someone please end the stigma. And I was like, wow, I'm not alone here. Like, for the first time, I think, ever, I was like, wow. I
I think was did she have pink hair?
think so.
Yeah, I think that's Chloe. I think that's
I love
Chloe. Me
it.
too. Me too. I saw that too. I was like, wow, she is amazing advocate. She has so many great things that she talks about. But yeah, that was a huge one where I was like, yeah, you're right.
Seriously.
Do you notice that the way that you pull is different when you pull from a place like your armpits versus your eyelashes?
Yeah, with my eyelashes, it's like very individual and almost like delicate because it's my eye and I don't want to hurt myself. But then in other areas, it's like I'm pulling like multiple hairs at a time and I'm like grabbing at them violently and I don't even notice. I thought that like time would go by with my eyelashes, but I had no idea. Like time just flies by when I'm pulling from other places, like because there's so much more hair and it gets out of control fast.
I noticed that with me, physical pain, not even the eyelashes that are removed, like the eyelid. Besides that, my fingertips are, very, very sore, almost in, such a thick indent that I'm almost bleeding. And I noticed when I pull from any other area, like my bikini line as well, now my neck hurts, my back hurts, my eyes are hurting because I'm trying to see. It does kind of take a toll all over your body, not just where you're pulling from.
No, yeah, actually I was diagnosed with carpal tunnel in both my hands recently this year. And I was doing some researching and that's pretty highly linked to trichotillomania. And I was like, ah, like I guess I've been doing it for like pretty long time now. That would be one of the repercussions of my actions. And yeah, the plastic surgeon was like, no, it's not your fault. Like if you want to blame yourself, go ahead. But that's I'm not gonna say that it was because of that, but like all my Googling told me otherwise.
Yeah, it's interesting and also very scary. as we get older, to see what the repercussions are of our repetitive body movements over time.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was like, oh wow, I'm aging.
During your lifetime, have you ever experienced other BFRBs like nail biting, skin picking?
I've definitely, growing up, my mom always picked at her face. And I grew up, I definitely picked at my face a little bit, but it never got like obsessive, really. Like I'm able to just not really look at my face, my skin, and that's fine. I walk past a mirror and I'm not gonna go pick at my face. But I walk past a mirror and I want to look at my eyelashes. But I've had friends who have obsessively picked at their face and friends who've obsessively bit at their nails or picked at their nails. And yeah, I'm always like, hey, you know, that's actually like same thing, you know? Like, we're all very similar here.
Oh yeah. And so many BFR, I didn't even know, I feel like BFRB is a newer term. When we were growing up, I don't think we had that. But I remember finding out what a BFRB was and realizing that I would chew my lip, like I would do that and my lip skin would come off. And I realized later, oh, BFRB. I'm thinking, great. I've had BFRBs like, the whole life. So 10 years old was hair pulling, but I was doing other things to self-soothe that did count as a BFRB.
Yeah, I had no idea that the lip thing, I do struggle with that sometimes. Not as much anymore, but when I was a kid, I was pretty bad for it.
And I think because now it's such a broad term, more people can understand and relate because you look at anybody, nail biting, picking the skin around the nails, everybody does something. It's just, I don't know what the reason is behind people with trichotillomania getting kind of lashed out more, the worse of it.
Yeah, it's like the least normalized.
When you fall into, I like to call it, a lot of people like to call it, not just me, the trich trance, are you able to get yourself out of it?
If there's people around, like I live with my boyfriend, so that makes it a little bit like easier, I guess you could say, quote unquote, because like sometimes I'll catch myself, he goes to the bathroom and then I'll go to pull, and then I hear him coming from the bathroom and I'm like,
Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today.
okay, gotta stop, like redundancy here. And like, but if I'm alone, I find it very hard. Like I have to sometimes go into self-care mode to like really distract myself fully.
What are some things that you do for self-care?
I like to do like skincare and go to the gym, and baths are really important to me. I take a bath every night. It's like my favorite self-care, I think. It helps relax and like regulate my emotions and my mood. I also really like to cook and bake. I like to, yeah, try to just keep busy. And I find that the busier that I am, the less that I feel the need to pull. So just trying to stay busy in any way. Like one of my favorite things to do is watch TV, which sucks because that is not at all helpful to me. Like I putting on TV is not going to distract me at all. It's probably going to make it worse. So I actually have to like keep busy if I want to be successful, which is super hard sometimes. Like I'm definitely not successful a lot of the time.
But you bring up such a good point because for us in the community, sometimes it feels like relaxation is bad because that's when I'm self-soothing a lot.
Yeah, seriously, it's definitely like it's a constant struggle, I would say.
When you met your boyfriend, were you very open about sharing, or was it something you shared later?
I was pretty open. I'm pretty sure I have borderline personality disorder, so that's something I want to be like open right away with people because my moods can just be so sporadic that I just, yeah, I want there to be an explanation. So I'm pretty sure I told him pretty quick. I don't know that I told him about the pubic picking right away, but I definitely told him about the eyelashes right away because if he was going to be like kissing me and that close to me, he was probably going to notice the lack of hair on my eyelids.
Did you want him to be a kind of accountability partner for you, or was it just like, hey, this is me and I'm just sharing it and that's it?
It was definitely just me sharing. I just wanted to be open. I didn't want it to turn into something like my mom and my family, where they see it and they'd be like, "Hey, stop, what are you doing?" And now, like 4 years into the relationship, now that I did recently get nails and I've been able to stop pulling as much because it's harder to pull, he does mention it to me because he knows that I'm so happy about the growth. So he'll be like, if not right away though, like if I've had my hand around areas for like a while, he's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I do like actually really appreciate it because it's not as soon as I touch my eye. It's not as soon as my hand goes there. Like I can be scratching, and sometimes I'll be like, "Hey, I'm scratching." And I 100% appreciate it because he sees how like beaming I am that I have like full lashes on my right side for the first time since I was 12. I'm very excited to buy some mascara.
Yeah, that's awesome. My next question was going to be, have there been moments where you've noticed, hey, things are growing back?
When I'm really busy, like if I'm on vacation or like for like a week someone's visiting me or something like that, like I have to be super busy, like my schedule's packed. And it's only been like a week interval kind of thing. And then the thing with that is, as soon as I saw that they were going, I would go and pull them right out. I'd be like, "Oh my God, something to pull. There hasn't been something that long to pull out in so long." And so that was a bit problematic. Now that I got these nails as a birthday present, and I had heard that some people had been successful with nails, making it a little bit more difficult. And so I was excited to see, and then a month goes by and my lashes are growing in. And but then I realized that if I hold my nails a certain way, I can still do it, but it's a lot harder. So my left eye is a little bit behind on the compared to the right eye, but I'm getting there, and I still like feel like that's such a huge win. Like, and I would tell myself, "Oh, like just don't pull from that side, and like as long as you're maybe we can just build up one side and then we'll work on the other one step at a time." And I was like not being hard on myself at all because, you know, I haven't had eyelashes in what, like 14 years. So who cares? I feel like what's the worst that could happen? And with the carpal tunnel diagnosis as well, I like have been trying really hard to stop, but the urges are so strong that the motivation from that still wasn't enough. So now the combo, the motivation from my hands hurting and the nails making it a lot harder, I generally just give up after a little bit. And so I've just been pulling in the pubic area and just barely, just like the odd little bit, and leaving my eyes alone, which I feel like is a my first big step. But I don't know if other people have experienced this, but like when they're growing in and they like the eyelashes like poke at each other and they're like poking at your eye, and then I'm just like, "Hey, like I'm unwell," and then I'm like explaining to my boyfriend, I'm like, "I just have to pull one out because it's poking me, and I'm gonna end my life," to be dramatic about it.
I don't know why they grow in like that. Grow in regular. Stop growing in like that because I have to keep pulling you out. I don't want it faced all the way down and everyone else is doing the right thing. I'm like, that's not fair. I have to get rid of it.
Seriously, it's so annoying. Why is this happening to me? I'm being blinded.
Yeah, I don't even count those because I'm like, you know what? This is the universe testing me. And guess what I won? Because I'm pulling that out and I'm not going to think about my eyelashes the rest of the day. Because how dare you poke all the way into my eye?
Yeah, that's exactly how I am too. I'm like, "Okay." I even say to my boyfriend, I'll be like, "I had to pull that one out and it's fine. Like, that doesn't count at all because I had to. I was in pain."
What is your relationship like with tweezers?
That's a hard one. Yeah. Because it's so hard to do with my fingernails, if one is like poking me, I use tweezers. But it kind of started when I was like 13, 14-ish. I would just use tweezers instead of my hands. So, tweezers are a tough one. Like, I pluck my eyebrows, and sometimes, like, I just wait for them to get super, super bushy so then I can go in and pluck with the tweezers. And I'm like, oh, I get to use the tweezers because I try not to like mess with them too much because they are super triggering, honestly. Like, if I'm using them, I want to go to my eyelashes and pull a few out. And I'm like, no, can't do that. No tweezers. Just the odd one with my hands is okay. I gotta like draw some lines.
Something that I used to do when I would, sit on top of the sink, I'm focused in the mirror, I have those tweezers, is I would kind of like pull my eyelashes down a little bit and be like, oh, well, this one doesn't line up right. Like, I would make excuses to try to find eyelashes to pull out because I wanted to so bad and I knew the urge was there. But yet I'm like, okay, this one's this way, this one's this way. Did you ever do something like that?
Yeah, with the ones on this side growing in, they were all growing in like at different lengths. And so at the very beginning, I just pulled them all out and I was like, now they're gonna grow even. And I was like, I was like, I don't know if that was, I don't know if that was really valid.
When you were missing eyelashes, throughout your life, did it ever cause you to not do something or to avoid something?
I don't think so. Maybe like not have my friends do my makeup, which was like a thing that girls did a lot. But then once I got to a certain age, like once I was like 16, 17, I was like totally down for people to do my makeup. Because if they were offering, they were probably really good and it was going to look awesome and it would boost my confidence. But yeah, when I was like a little bit younger, maybe, because I still felt somewhat awkward about it, even though I was open about it.
What advice would you give someone who wants to start sharing their story?
That, like, there's so many of us, and that it's not strange, and like, not to let the stigma stop them from feeling like they can be open with whoever and everyone. Yeah, mostly just the stigma, like, you're not alone and you're not strange.
Do you have any goals when it comes to your trichotillomania?
I would love to grow my eyelashes fully out. And like I said earlier, I want to buy some mascara. And it's looking like that actually is something that might be happening. And I never ever thought that that would happen when I was younger. Even like if like a year ago before I got diagnosed with carpal tunnel, or even like 6 months ago when I was actively in pain, and I just never thought that that would happen. So that's pretty exciting for me. I don't know if I will ever fully stop, but I would love to. But sometimes you gotta be realistic. It's okay to like have a handle on things in a sense and not fully quit and still be successful.
What would you say your trichotillomania taught you?
Maybe like strength, I would say that like if I can deal with this and deal with the other mental illnesses that I struggle with, then like I'm pretty strong. Like I can handle a lot of stuff, I bet. Like from a young age, I was like, yeah, I'm strong. I got this. Even when sometimes you get discouraged, of course.